What up, my people? Oh, man. It's been a while. It's been a while since I could come out and open up. And, you know, I had so many podcasts to throw out there. And, you know, it's been hard. And trying to deal with the physical part of the world and still trying to get stronger spiritually to deal with whatever's coming my way. And, you know, when you a God's child, oh man, listen to me. The Bible is, hey, God is God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God don't lie. He don't, but everything that's happening in the world right now is in the Bible. Go study it. Like I'm just going to talk about today choices, like, what choices are you making in life that's determining your future right now? Think about the choices that you made in the past that got you where you is now. That got you where you is now. You see what they saying? Think about it. Think about the things that bought you, that got you where you're living right now. Think about it. Wherever you're at right now, it's because of the decisions you've made in life, be good or bad, and it could be of the Lord. Good and bad don't want nothing to do with the Lord. Good works don't get you to heaven. So the Bible says, good works don't get you to heaven. You got to stay focused. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Some people, let's break that down. Trust in the Lord. Man, some people don't even have trust right now. Can't trust other people. Can't trust themselves, firstly, to make the good, godly decision that's going to help you in the future. Like, I know life might seem hard and life might throw some a lot at you. But you got to push, like, you can't give up. Like, I ain't gonna lie, it says trust in the Lord. And hey, if you gotta work on it, it's okay. All you gotta do is come to the Lord. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't let people tell you your heart is good. Bible says the heart of man is wicked, and who knows the search it out but him. You have to go to God to clean your heart out. He say, create in me a clean heart, the psalmist says, and purify me, O Lord. We have to remind God every day to create a pure heart in you. You got a flesh. Your desire. You're going, a regular human is going to go after what the flesh desires. I guarantee you that. You have to deny that flesh every day. It's not what you desire. It's what God desires for your life. Some of y'all have dreams and goals y'all had for years. And guess what? Like I tell y'all in the last... Wait, everything that I wrote down 3 years ago is starting to come to pass now. It's not even fully into effect right now. It's just, you got to be patient. You got to trust God. And yes, you're going to make some mistakes during the walk, during the process, during this marathon. Because life ain't even no marathon. Life is small little sprints. Sometimes you got to take a break and stop. I tell you, I got a lot of wisdom now. You can't meet, hey, life is a sprint, but a marathon at the same time. It's like a sprint marathon. You got to take that little rest in between and ask God, hey, am I making the right decisions for my life? Am I moving forward in the right way? Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth fruit in his season, that withereth not. You hear that? When you bring forth fruit It never withers. You understand that? But you have to follow God's will for your life. That means denying, making sure God is first. God is the priority of your life. If God ain't the priority of your life, that's where you're going wrong then. And I'm guilty of it. I come to this to tell you the choices that led me down the path, but if it wasn't for the Most High God, I could just give you a snippet. One podcast, I could open up and tell a big story about my life. But I could just give you a snippet. At the age of 10, I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart. I was tired of just giving into the flesh. I wanted to get to know God. And from since then, it's been a battle. You know? A battle of the flesh. A battle of going through so much things. You see what they saying? You gotta be focused on what's going on how life is, on how you can be. Like, y'all gotta understand, like, life is such a how to put this? Like, you have to be critical in what choices you make in life. Especially when you're God's child. See, some of y'all just making wrong decisions after wrong decisions after wrong decisions after wrong decisions. And your life is showing it. Your life showing it. And I made the wrong decisions because I was hurt. At the age of 14, I was raped and molested. After I was raped and molested, guess what? You know what God did? God allowed every single situation after that to be even tougher. Because why? I was living too free. All I doing is going to church, going to school, playing basketball, going home. I ain't got no temptations. I ain't really reading the Bible like I supposed to. I ain't really praying like I supposed to. These things, listen to me. Life has hit me. After I was raped and molested, all I did was make bad decisions. I got myself involved sexually with people. By grade 10, I lost a baby. Then I went to college. I lose another baby. People dated people that I never should have dated. You see what I'm saying? And I got myself in a cycle of negativity when I was full of positivity. When God gave me the gift to exhort people, got me caught up. I was in jail in the States, still trying to figure out my life. Then I came back to the Bahamas, where I'm from. And when I came back to the Bahamas, just everything, I'm trying to get myself together financially. I can't keep this job, I can't keep that job, because why? I'm supposed to work for my, I knew what God had for me. God's will for my life is for me to be an entrepreneur. And the battle I took to get there, he needed me to understand people and to feel hurt. And I understand that now. I understand what God had for me. I understand God's walk for me. And yes, God shining bright through this darkest moment in my life right now. But I guarantee you, if it wasn't for the Most High God, I don't know where I would have been right now. I do not know where I would have been if it wasn't for God right now. I can't tell you no words a lie. But I can tell you this. Make right choices and right decisions. You know, right now, I'm walking in a bar. I have a lot of things that I'm still dealing with in my life because I got involved in smoking, which I'm doing much better. By the end of this year, I should be stopped smoking. I don't get drunk. I have a cup of wine in there. These things. But, you know, I only smoke weed too. I don't smoke them other tobacco them and thing. But, you know, God is working on me each and every day. You know, I'm humble, open, and transparent. You know, me and my future wife, you know, we're taking, you know, we're not sexually active anymore because we want to be in God's will. You know, we want to be married. You know, we did a lot of things in the past that we shouldn't have, you know. And like I said, in the past, everything was about hurt. It wasn't about what I wanted for the future. It wasn't about how I'm going to elevate. It was just about how I'm going to make it through this day. But certain decisions making through each day got me in the way that I am now. I guarantee you, if I made better decisions, I probably would have already be where I wanted to be and be where I needed to be. But y'all better watch this year, 2024, and watch how God go turn it around for me. Around for me. Hey, listen to me. If you trust God through the storm, it don't matter what you're doing in life. Listen to me. I ain't the one to judge. I ain't gonna judge ya. But listen to me. What I gonna do is, instead of getting the word gonna judge ya. Hey, when sin come at ya, that's like what God do to the devil when the devil try to tempt to beat your scriptures out of him, beat your God's word out of him. When the devil try to tempt Jesus, Jesus said, do you know who my father is? I am that I am. Hey, y'all ever read the Bible, you know? And listen to me. Love covered all sins. If you think wickedness is sin, hey, listen to me. A lot of simple things we're doing in our life that has a big impact on how our life is going. Turn it around. Change it. I'm encouraging you. Listen to me. God turning it around for me. If God could turn it around for me, he could turn it around for you. Now, I don't bash no one for what they doing in their life. Hey, listen to me. There's a thin line of keeping a strong head and going crazy. You could be anyone on the road going crazy. Better humble up yourself. Stay humble. Stay humble. Before anything good in life, you have humility. Stay humble. But God is good all the time. And all the time, my Jehovah is a good God. So y'all gotta keep him first. Listen to me. These podcasts gonna be different now, but y'all gotta make the right choices. Y'all gotta get up. It's dark. It seems like you ain't gonna make it. Get up. You don't like it. You don't wanna be about it. You don't wanna get up that day. Get your ass up anyway and go get it. Whatever goals and desires God and visions and God and lay on your heart, and y'all know what y'all want for y'all future, listen to me, go get it. That's your story. Everything, our life is already ordained by God. Hey, listen to me. Everything that's happening in your life right now, God knew it was going to happen. And you have to learn how to handle it, but you got to go to. Every time something happens, whatever it is, good or bad, God, you jump in your car, God, protect me. Keep your edge of protection around me. Put your old armor, God, on me. I need it. I don't want to be in the flesh today. I don't want to make any wrong decisions. I don't want to go there and make a decision that's not going to be right for my future, that's not in your will. You got to do this every day. When you go in a grocery store, God, what do you see? That's where prayer comes in, with your choices you're making. Prayer and your thoughts. You gotta think positive. You gotta push through it. Hey, even if it seems negative all day, negative energy, you gotta learn how to have a discernment for the energy and the people around you. Like, you gotta understand who is for you. You don't need anyone around you that's not for you. You understand? You show them God love. You show them peace. You show them, hey, I'm going to make it. You show them this is what it's about. But you can't never show them hate. You can't never be angry with them. You can't never not forgive them. I don't care how hard it might have been. I forgave the man that raped me. I mean, molested me. And I forgave the people that raped me. Two different occasions. I forgave them. But my God is an awesome God. So much other things happened. I could have been dead. Oh, but by the grace of God, I'm alive. And that's why I could come to y'all right now and say these things and tell you all these things. Because this is how it is. This is what's going on. This is how life gonna be. We gotta center God as the beginner of everything in your life. You gotta understand who Christ is and what his power is and the power that you have within you. If you're not saved, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Not no jokey belief. You gotta sit down, you gotta ask God to forgive you from the past, and you got to get into his word, because you're babes in Christ now, and you got to get into the word, and you got to feed into the word, and you got to do it daily, because the flesh ain't going to want to pray. The flesh ain't going to want to read the Bible. That's the devil. The flesh ain't going to want to spread the gospel like I doing right now. The flesh ain't going to tell you, say, get up, because you're going to fall. If you righteous, you're going to fall. If you're living a good life, something wrong. Good, sweet life. Everybody want to live the good life. That's what everybody want. Everybody don't want to be uncomfortably comfortable. Until you get to that point in life, like my favorite motivational and preacher said, E.T., until you want to say about being successful, he say, in order for you to be successful, you gotta grind. It's hard. Oh, E.T., I forget the term. My favorite term, too. Hey, just know, just get up and get it right now. So, I ain't talking right now. I love E.T., and he's a great preacher, and he's a great motivational speaker. Eric Thomas. Yes, that's what he said. He said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. See, I had to call his full name out. That's why. Sorry, E.T. Eric Thomas. You should check out his church too. Place of Ministries. Place of Change. I'm sorry. A Place of Change Ministries. It's on YouTube. You should check him out. Pastor Eric Thomas. But when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I'm talking about that's when life choking you down and body slamming you and kicking you and you feel like ready to give up and you don't want to do anything but trust God and watch everything change. When you crying, pray to God, ask for the strength. When you frustrated, pray to God, ask for guidance, ask for wisdom, ask for knowledge. Ask for peace and you're going to be tested. But you got to trust that he is going to pull you through it all. Don't let that faith waver. Don't let it waver now. You almost there. You almost at your breakthrough right now. But you got to get back into the word. You got to get back into what God law said. If you believe in God, yes, you might have a free will, you know. But if you believe in God, God didn't give us a choice from what his law says. I ain't gonna get judged hard for making my own choices in life. That's a sin. Because I want to rebel against the will of God. If I was ever walking in the will of God, I guarantee you your life would be prosperous. I guarantee you that your life will be prosperous. Check out Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in God's will. And then thou shalt of good success. You gotta meditate in God's word of good success for your life to be prosperous. Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you," in Jeremiah. Plans not to destroy your life. Plans to heal you. Make you prosperous. That's spiritually and physically. Wisdom is far above rubies. Hey, get with it, babe. Life might be hard, but get with it, babe. Trust God, babe. Get with it, babe. I tell you that man above real. If you don't get with it now, that's the only advice I can give you. If you don't get with it now, trust me, he can wake you up. If you're a God child and you're walking in God's path and will for your life, that man can wake you up. Better wake up. Better wake up. Make the right choices. Make the choice. Trust God and make the choice that he desires for your heart. I'm trying to tell you. Ain't no other way. Ain't no other way gonna work. Ain't no other way gonna work. The devil gonna make it seem like it working. But trust me, it ain't working. You still miserable. You still ain't got no peace. Still ain't got no joy in the Lord. Not joy in life. Read the Bible, join the Lord. Hey, y'all need to read Psalms and Proverbs, you know. And book, 2 books right there, alone, powerful. And Joshua. God repeatedly told Joshua what to do. And you know what we do? We just like Joshua. And God tell us, walk this path. We go down, away. From the power of God, tell us to walk. But you know, as God is, I have to do that. That's just like Jonah. God is of Jonah. If I said Joshua, I mean Jonah. But God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Jonah ain't listen. Y'all got to read the Bible. Y'all get double. Say all you want. How a fish swallow a man, rada rada ray ray. Well, guess what? God's wisdom and knowledge is infinite, and no man can understand it. Read the Bible, and you know what God said? I sent a big fish. God sent a big fish. So you think you can know whether it is or not a luck, and he is the creator? And you think you can find that fish? And guess what? The fish ain't ever blow Jonah back. On in water, he blow him on land. Hey, Jesus. So you gotta understand this. Sometimes you have to get a little wet. And you have to go through some things in life that make you look like you're not gonna make it. Make you have to get back in prayer. Make you have to get back in the Bible. Make you have to get back to the basic of what God's telling you. And guess what happens? Guess. When you go back to where you need to be and God finally gets your eyes. Because you see, I was immature spiritually. So what God has to do to immature Christians is he has to keep reminding them. So you have to keep reminding them by sending a big fish in your life. To swallow you a whole. So you got to get in prayer and trust God and get back to him. Because when life is good, you don't believe in God. You don't know who God is. You don't trust God no more. But I guarantee you, when you lock into God, when you lock into what he have for you, ooh-wee. My daddy always used to tell me, he used to say, his mommy used to say, sin will take you further than you want to go. Keep you longer than you want to stay and cost you more than you want to pay. Boy, feeling the cost. The decisions I made in my life because of pain and hurt. Ooh. But when I left that pain and hurt to God, every day I fight to get better and to get closer to God and to be in his will for his life. And by his grace and mercy, and once he spared my life, this will be the first of a million podcasts. on something on my mind, I'm just going to put it out there and send it to y'all. And it's going to be bigger and better every time by God's grace. So stay tuned. You know, I'm here just trying to do my best, working hard financially. You know, trying to get myself together financially. It's really been rough. You know, I need a car and some things, but God is good all the time. And, you know, everything is in His timing, and I know it's going to work out by His grace and mercy. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for more to come. Stay encouraged. No matter what you go through in life, know that God can pull you through and pull you out. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean, please listen, not unto thine own understanding. You might understand a certain way about life, but don't lean onto that. Lean onto God. Lean unto His presence. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean on unto thine own understanding. In all, not some, not half a day, not probably half the week, not probably after church, or not probably in all your ways, acknowledge God. So tell me, in everything you're doing right now, is it acknowledging God? Can you acknowledge God in the sin that you're living in? Just ask Him. Think about it. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. If you can't acknowledge God in whatever you're living in, and whatever path you're walking in, guess what? In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He ain't direct. He is not directing your path. You're directing your own path. Because He says, in all thy ways. And if you ain't doing it in all thy ways, you're directing your own path. And you're sitting right there. Because you ain't walking in God's will. Because you ain't taking every single thing and asking God, is this what I should be doing? I tell you, we're fighting a different battle. Is this what I should be doing? I don't abuse weed. But guess what? I know this ain't God's will for my life. To be smoking every day and these things. Like, I didn't see how niggas be on the road, you know, spending all their money and these things. I need gas. I's a craving delivery driver like Uber Eats and DoorDash them and thing. This little Bahamas I used to be from east to west to east to west to east to west to east. And I'm renting a car. And I need money for gas. I don't have no time to sit down and smoke all day. That ain't making no sense. That ain't getting me nowhere. That ain't doing nothing for me. Especially when I made the mistakes in the past. Doing foolishness. Because I was hurt. Wasn't focused on mentally making it somewhere in life. And it wasn't the way that didn't let me focus. It was me not living in God's will that didn't let me focus. Can't be lost. You could be drinking all the rum and all the things. And you could be reading the Bible and going to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, prayer, extra prayer meeting, whatever it is, soul winning, street meeting. Whatever you're doing, you could do all them things. But if you don't lock in with God for yourself personally, ain't nothing happening. If you're living for people at that point, then you're sinning again because then they're idols. The church is so many people idols. The pastors is so many people idols. NBA players and all these people are so many people idols. Everyone running away from God being the idol of our lives. The only and true idol of our lives. Keep running from it then. I guarantee you, y'all see a judgment from God. If y'all can't see how the world going is and how God wrath is right now, I can't help you to understand what's going to happen next. But y'all have a good day. Be encouraged. Make the right choices or your life will be turmoil. But your life going to have temptations that you're going to win. You're going to have some still. You're going to have some obstacles that you're going to have to get through. Because God knows how to test His kids. But I guarantee you, once you put Him first and you push through and don't never give up, even if you feel like giving up, you're going to go far in life. All right? Stay focused. Be encouraged. Be motivated. Y'all know how I go. Back at it again. Stay encouraged. Get in your word. Get closer to God. Do what you need to do. Stop being fools. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean on unto thine own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge Him. And He shall I rack thy pot. Again with this, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen. Be encouraged. Stay focused. Don't lose it. Stay up. Get this money.